Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1017, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of, we took a little bit of a turn last shir for every so often, like we said, if a question comes up in a different area of Hilchos Brachos, which we want to discuss, so then we bring it in, even though it might be in the middle of, like right now, we're in the middle of Kedima B'Brachos. We spoke a little bit more about Mayim Achroinim last shir. Things come up, and so on. So, interesting question. In getting back to Kedima Bebrachas, is an interesting question when we talk about the Bore Pri HaEitz and the Bore Pri HaAdama. Now, I just want to make it clear. In general, the order of brachas, like we said last time, was you have first Hamoitzi, then comes the Mezonos. Right. So, just real quickly to read from Rabbah, he brings it down. Beautiful Hamoitzi, Bore Mina Mezonos. Bor Priya Gofen, right? Like we said, Bor Priya Eitz, Bor Priya Adama, and then the Shehakol. The Shehakol, as we said, was last on the list because that's more like a very general type of a bracha. And the point is, like we keep on saying, we zoom in on each one. The more you zoom in specifically on a item, the higher up it goes. And we'll try and discuss each one. But I want to just get a little bit into there is one area that's a little bit not so clear, and that is Ha'etz and Ha'adama. So well, we understand when we have Hamoitzi, good, that's first. Hamoitzi is Hamoitzi, right? The person going to wash, finish. So we don't have Hamoitzi, then we have Bor Mina Mezonos. That we understand. Bor Mina Mezonos is sort of like, it's not Hamoitzi, it's Bor Mina Mezonos, but it's many times you have Pasabali Kissin, you have different things. You could even say that certain times that we even wash on Bor Mina Mezonos, and if it's a different type of, if it fits the category, let's put it like that. Okay, so be it as it may. We also have Bor Pri HaGofen, which we understand, which is on a very high level, even though you'll say Bor Pri HaGofen, which we'll talk about, comes from grapes. So maybe it's really grapes. So maybe it falls in the category of grapes. In other words, where we stick grapes, where we put grapes in the order of brachas, maybe we should put Bor Pri HaGofen. No, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, explains to us also that, no, since it's made into Bor Pri HaGofen, so that gets a higher level than the grapes themselves, which we'll see inside. Then, of course, we have, like we said before, Shehakol. Okay. But putting everything else aside, when we deal with Ha'etz and Ha'adama, for example, I have an orange in front of me. And now we're not dealing with anything else. But a regular general case in time, I have, for example, have an orange in front of me and I have a pepper in front of me, right? So the pepper, as we know, is Ha'adama. We have the orange, that's Ha'etz, right? And the question is, which one comes first? So in general, if everything falls away by the wayside, like which we're going to talk about, all the different case scenarios, then generally, we're going to say that if everything's exactly the same, everything is exactly the same, so then we'll make the Ha'etz before the Hadam. In other words, I have a full shalem, let's say I have a full fruit, a full orange, and now I have a full pepper, and I'm eating them both, and I want them both. So yeah, so we make the bracha of Ha'etz first. But there are various different times. Sometimes, for example, number one, I bedafka want the pepper first, right? I'm eating the pepper, and I'm eating the orange. Fine, everything meets the category. They're both full. They're both complete. But I really want the pepper first, or it's the pepper is something that I like better, meaning it's chaviv. It falls under chaviv. Do we say possibly in that situation that we're going to make the bracha first on the pepper? Possibly. What about if the pepper is whole and the orange is cut up? I only have pieces of orange. I don't have any major preference, whatever. Sometimes I eat orange first, sometimes the pepper, but, sometimes I like the pepper better, sometimes I like the orange better, but over in this case scenario, the orange is pieces of orange cut up and the pepper is whole. Should I say that shalom? Maybe it's a shalom. Maybe shalom comes into play over here when we deal with Ha'etz and Ha'adama. Another case scenario, we have the famous case in the Shulchan Aruch, in the first Sif, actually, right, where he brings down the famous case where, again, we have the two separate brachas, and we have it's a Tzinoin and a Zayas. You have a radish, which is Ha'adama, and a Zayas, which is the Ha'etz. But the problem is over here that, again, the Zayas is, it's a different case scenario because of the case that the Zayas is from the Shivas Aminim. So what do we do, right? You have a regular hadama and regular ha'etz, but the ha'etz is from the shivas aminim. Or let's say we flip it the other way. So over there, we're going to say it's much easier because the ha'etz is from the shivas aminim. But let's say the hadama would be from the shivas aminim. There are case scenarios. It doesn't come up too often. We'll see how exactly that works. Where we could find with the, it has to do with the chitim and if somebody eats, we spoke about in the past, if somebody actually chews on actually like wheat, it's not something that really comes up, but it is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. So you'll say, well, one minute, wheat, let's say whatever the brach is over there, but it's part of the Shivas Aminim. Okay, it's not really a case. I don't really want to get into that. It's not really a case which comes up. But why are we saying that? Because of the fact that if you think about it, the... in other words, olives, dates, grapes, right, figs, pomegranates, these are all ha'etz anyway, so it's not negeah. But the thing that I want to mention, so usually, halacha lemaisa, we're going to see that when the pasuk talks about wheat and barley, those are actually first in the pasuk after eretz. So, but the Shulchan Aruch tells us that, but it's only in a case in time whereby it's made into whereby it's made into bread or whatever the case is, or mazonos like cake or whatever the case is. So in other words, it's used, right? It's used in the regular way. The wheat and the barley is used in the regular way for bread, and or it's made into a dish possibly sometimes. In other words, ground up the regular flour made into a dish, but of course all made into bread. So we're going to see how that works also. That is how we tie up in the pasuk to use it. Not in questions of, you know, whereby wheat sometimes is used in other ways. Chewing on whatever, how the Shulchan Aruch brings down, then it doesn't get the chashivas to that level. It gets the chashivas when it's used the right way, meaning hamotzi, right? I use regular flour, so that comes first, or mazonos, which will come second. When we talk about wheat and barley. So the wheat and barley is a little bit different in conjunction with the other ones, which are olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranate, and so on. But be it as it may, I got a little bit off on a tangent over there. I want to get back next year. We have to start to talk about, like I said, in reference to ha'etz and ha'adama, the regular general concept, I want to make it clear, right? I have a regular orange, I have a regular pepper. I'm eating them both. I make ha'etz first. Halacha l'maisa, we shouldn't mix it up. But sometimes there are various different situations, like we mentioned in the shiur today, which possibly could change it. And that is, we'll try and get into that upcoming shiur. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tov.